President Bush today spoke publicly for the first time on the alleged killing of civilians by U.S. Marines in Haditha, Iraq.
I am troubled by the initial news stories. I am mindful that there is a thorough investigation going on. If, in fact, the the laws were broken, there will be punishment.
Military investigators have been looking into the shootings of the 24 civilians, including women and children, last November. They're also investigating an alleged cover-up of what happened. Gary Solis is a Marine Corps historian, a retired Marine Corps lieutenant colonel, and he spent 18 years as a judge advocate and a judge for the military. He's also taught the laws of war at West Point, and he joins us in our studio. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
There doesn't seem to be much doubt anymore that the initial statements made by Marine spokesmen back in November in Iraq were completely wrong. They said at the time that 15 civilians were killed by a roadside bomb in Haditha and that troops then killed 8 insurgents. What are you hearing from your contacts within the Marine Corps about what happened?
I've asked, why didn't we report this earlier? And I think the answer is that we didn't know what had happened. But as soon as we did know, an investigation, two investigations, were initiated.
Well, someone clearly knew. I mean, there were any number of people in that town at the time.
Oh, yes. One may suspect that there was a cover story and that it was not revealed to the command. And when the command did find out about it, I suspect, without knowing, the command at a low level was not eager to get these facts out.
There is a complication here, which is that the Marines did offer payments to the family members who survived of the people who were killed there. Somebody had to approve that.
Well, that's true, but solation payments are something that have been made in combat zones for some time. We did them in Vietnam as well. It is a recognition that due to perhaps friendly fire or collateral damage, someone has died, and you're trying to make some form of recompense.
But if the story from the Marine Corps officially was 15 civilians killed by a roadside bomb laid by an insurgent, there would be no need for the Marine Corps to compensate for that, would there?
That is correct. I can't say why those payments were made, but I don't think that they should be taken as prima facie evidence or admissions of wrongdoing on the part of the Marines.
Assuming there are criminal charges filed here, there are courts martial, what would you expect the defense to be for these Marines?
Well, the usual defenses, of course, are obedience to orders and duress. They will, one suspects, plead that the sergeant told us to do this. He told us that they were the ones who set the bomb, or we believe they were the ones who set the bomb. That's one possible defense.
Women and children?
I've been shot at by a lot of women and children.
I mean, these were babies who were killed here.
Oh, yes. No, I don't think that anyone with a straight face can say that that these people really believed that these children or these women set off the IED. But perhaps the Marines are saying, these guys either did it or they know who did it or they watched them while they set it up and we're going to send a message. I don't know if that's the case or not. But
that might be the defense.
Yes.
What charges could be brought related to the alleged cover-up here?
A number. For example, disobedience of a lawful order. There are orders that have been issued by Headquarters Marine Corps, by the Marine Command in Iraq, by DOD, all of which say if anyone knows of violations of the law of war, they must be reported. If you know and you don't report, you've violated that order. And another would be, or could be, aiding and abetting in the crime itself. You don't have to be the trigger puller to be an aider and abetter. And, of course, a false official statement. All of these people have been interviewed and have given sworn statements. And if they have lied in those sworn statements, that's a false official statement, which is a crime in and of itself in the military.
You do hear this from some quarters now, that when this investigation is complete, when the report comes out, when the photos and video are made public, that this could end up being much worse than Abu Ghraib. What do you see the effects of this being on the Marine Corps?
This is terrible for the Corps. We pride ourselves on being America's foremost fighting force. We have such a proud tradition. As a Marine's hymn say, we keep our honor clean. I think any Marine would really be hurt to know that there's been such a stain on the Corps, and to think something like this could happen to the Marine Corps is painful to, you know, to old Marines like me.
Gary Solis, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Gary Solis is a former judge advocate and judge with the Marine Corps. He's now at Georgetown University Law School.